Normally, the day after a Cowboy game, win or lose, we talk to Jerry Jones at this time. But Jerry refused to speak with us this morning. I guess he's irate about going 4-12. So joining us now on the ticket hotline is another member of the Jones clan. This is Jerry's grandson, Spalding Jones. Good morning, Spalding. How are you?
I'm you, the Rounies. Welcome back from your Cialis Field vacations. I'm sure they were real eventful.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good to be back.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, welcome back. Not here to talk about your childhood teens, though. We're talking football. And as was often the case this season, ain't no way you're getting my old grandpappy's crusty old ass on the phone this morning. And why would you even want to, man? Why would you even want to?
Yeah, it was a rough year, I guess, for everyone.
For everyone. Old man failed us all. Brought more shame to this family's name than a 2-bit 8 Oklahoma hooker. Yes, sir. Backwoods coat hanger and bleach of a season combined with the news in Oregon has got me imbued with the confidence I need to stage a hostile takeover of the front office. Yes, sir. I'm declaring myself owner, GM, and Ayatollah of the Dallas Cowboys. That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, so you can do that? You're in charge now?
Full control, full power, I am, and I am. After seeing my family up there carousing with Hacksaw Jim Dugan and Ricky Steamboat as the Redskins took us on our very own personal trail of tears, old Spalster decided he had had enough. And you may have noticed someone else up there in that suite with me, someone else who's had enough. Man, I would like to announce as my co-owner, co-GM, you know him as Roosevelt, I know him as Rosie. You there, Rosie?
This is Jerry's right-hand man, Roosevelt.
That's Roosevelt?
Rosie?
You better believe it. I'm right here.
So, Roosevelt, are you turning on Jerry?
You know, all this losing is worth all the things I've had to do. You know how many times I've had to stuff Jerry's twig and berries back in his drawers? Too much shiny Walker Blue. I'm trying to squeeze that last bit of wine out of that box that Gene mainlines while choosing art. And if I step on one more Jerry Jr.'s Legos, I swear I'm going to flush him like the time someone banged on the door so loud, Stephen yelled, flush it, flush it.
I'm getting a lot of insight here.
Joining forces with the Falser, yes, sir?
All right, so, but for Roosevelt, you've been with the Jones family for a long time. How do you think Jerry's going to take all this?
Probably about as well as Vince McMahon's fine-ass daughter took it. Her first experience with a man of Rosie Rose's caliber. You know what I'm saying?
Goodness.
As I romanced that ass in the suite last night, she ain't going back, if you know what I mean.
Now, you see that right there, Miserinos? That is a man of action. A man of action. Last night, my peepaw was chatting up old Vince McMahon down 3 touchdowns to a rival, and Rosie was finessing that man's offspring right there in front of him. Yes, sir? That was just one day after me and Rosie's covert operation out in Las Vegas to sign the one, the only Johnny Manziel. Yes, sir?
Okay. So that's why Johnny was in Vegas. He was signing a deal with you guys?
Yeah, I'm not big into blackjack, but every time Johnny said hit me, and me, being a loyal man, I reached over and smacked the you-know-what out of him.
And he still signed with you guys.
And Selena Gomez saw that, and I couldn't get off my jock. Go, Rosie. It's my birthday.
I think he's still under contract with Cleveland, by the way.
Rosie and Selena Gomez knocking it out. That's right, Musers. This man used to change my Spalding poopy pant diapers, and now he and I are tag-teaming Carly Fiorina staffers in the pool at Caesar's Palace. Tell him about that, Rosie.
Ain't no fun if Spalding and Rosie can't have none. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, that's right. Reina Foster and Rosie is underway, and if you're thinking one of these other lame-ass bumpkin uncles of mine should be taking charge instead of us, ask yourself this important question. Which one of those spares have played whirly ball with Fetty Wap? We have. It's Spalding and Rosie, and we're out, musers.
All right, we'll see you. That's Spalding and Roosevelt.
Never knew Roosevelt was accompanied by his own theme music every time he spoke.
All right, there you go.